I have a lot of thoughts today relating to some of the issues that face the blind people in Malaysia, but also to the disabled in Malaysia in general. So if you are not interested at all with this, you can just press stop now. However, if you decided to listen to it and just want to know what I want to say, I'll appreciate it if you, let me know what you think, your thoughts, you agree or not, or you basically just think that I'm talking rubbish, and who knows, some of you might have similar situation in your country and things like that. So it's always appreciated if you stay on and listen to. But again, I also want to apologize if I'm not being organized today, because there's just, I don't know where to start really. But I'll try my best. Today, a friend on Facebook just tell us, as in me and other friends, that a telecom company is offering some discount for a blind or disabled on their fiber line package. This lead me to think about something else. And the key word here is the choice that a blind person specifically have. I will only speak about blind person because, well, I am, but I guess it applies to the other disabled too. I don't want others to think that I'm not grateful for whatever special benefits that they've been giving us. I am grateful, and I know I'm lucky because I have a decent job. I earn like how others. But there are some that doesn't have a job, or they don't earn fairly. They don't get paid as much as they should. However, it's frustrating because usually in Malaysia, we are limited by the choice that is being made for us. For example, in Malaysia, they start to build some of, I call it those, how should I put it, emboss, walking path. Sorry if I used the wrong word. But basically, it's a path that you can even step on it and feel the straight line so that you can walk along it. So that you especially on the LRT stations or the train stations, bus stations and so on, so that you won't go out of your way. Now, the point is this walking path always lead to only one place. If I take the train station, for example, the walking path for the blind always lead you to a lift or an elevator. Well, I'm grateful for the walking path, as I said. However, I think the choice should be given to us, the blind people, to where we can go. For example, I maybe need to go to the staircase instead, or the escalator instead. What if I'm following the path of the blind and it's actually guiding me to the lift, and that day the lift is not working? If I'm alone and I'm not familiar with that station, I will have no idea where I can go to an escalator as an alternative, or a staircase. I will have totally lost, and hopefully someone will pass by and I can ask for help. But that doesn't happen here. They always point you to the lift. I have more things to say, so I will continue to part 2 of this book.